Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
So baby, dry your eyes.
This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here, right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you, Brad?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's been a decent week since I was last here.
It has, yeah. Been lovely weather.
Indeed, lovely. It is still lovely weather out there. It's not the warmest, But it is still, it's nice and sunny. That's all that matters. That is all that matters. Starting off the show with, well, there's a few links between the two songs.
Yeah.
Well, one, they're both called Dreams.
Yeah.
One, the first one by Van Halen, taken from their album 5150, which just celebrated its 40th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
The other day. And Dreams, of course, by Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Possibly their most famous song.
Yeah.
Spotify, it's 2.6 billion streams over. Taken from the amazing album Rumours.
Yeah.
Which celebrated its 49th birthday the other day. 50 next year.
That's mad.
That is crazy. But we do have a pretty packed show.
Yeah.
Don't we? We have a nice interview to play shortly and many more much more decent songs. We only play the best here, don't we?
We do.
Only the best. If it doesn't pass our standards, it doesn't get played.
Exactly.
But yeah, we are going to get right into the interview, which our amazing Chris did just the other day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quite an important interview, actually, about social work and how important it is and how they tackle with like criticism or things like that.
Okay.
Really interesting listen. So we're going to play this just after this short commercial break.
The Midweek Mix, every Wednesday from 9 p.m. with Adam H. and special guests. All the latest mixes from your favourite DJs, weird news from our Reese, and much more. Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have Colin Conway, who is the Chief Executive of Social Work England, and Sarah Blackmore, Executive Director for the Professional Practice of Social Work England. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I mean, we spoke to you before a couple of years, about over a year ago now. I mean, how time flies.
Indeed, yeah. We did. It was last year. It was this is Social Work Week this week. And so that's why we have this campaign called Change the Script, which is a week of celebrating the amazing work and the impact that social workers have in people's lives and in the community. And, you know, right across Sheffield, today, there will be social workers having out working with people in the community, having a great impact on their lives at potentially quite a difficult time for them.
You know, it's an interesting thing as well, because, I mean, you mentioned Change the Script, which we covered last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they always perceive the bad light for social workers. And I mean, but that's not always the case, is it?
No, and that's the key, really, for our campaign this year. We're trying to highlight and focus on those social workers who work in the communities with adults, because quite often the perception of social work is that they work with children and families, and that quite often children and families have a negative experience of that or have a difficult impact on their lives. Whereas we're Social Work England, we're the regulator for social work. And as you know, Chris, we're based in Sheffield as well. And there's 106,000 registered social workers in England. And you must be registered with us in order to call yourself a social worker. About half of them work with children and families, but the other half work with a whole broad range of people in a whole range of different environments. Like, for example, in hospitals, in communities with homeless people, people with disability, and now increasingly in the area of mental health. So there is a broad range of experiences of social work, and we want to highlight that and celebrate that and celebrate the impact that has in our communities.
I mean, I definitely agree with you. We need to get some positive vibes on the social work, because you do an amazing amount of work, and I forever thank you for it, and thank you for joining me. And, I mean, Sarah, I mean, I want to ask you, I mean, what does it entail to be a social worker? I mean, what do you need to do?
Well, I'm a social worker myself, and I have been for almost 30 years now. And social workers are a hugely skilled profession, really highly trained and regulated in similar ways to doctors and nurses and others. And it's an amazing profession to be a part of. I'm still blown away by the variety of roles that social workers play and the different areas they work in, which is partly why we have the campaign that we're launching today, Change the Script. There is such a broad range of what social work can do and what it does do. It's about challenging injustice, dismantling oppression, and advocating for people's well-being. And part of that is also questioning the reasons and societal issues that have caused people to need social work services or to become unwell in the first place. And we've seen increasing issues across society over recent years, whether that's poverty or mental health or climate change, racism and discrimination, all of which directly impact on the work that social workers do. And the heart of social work really is about courage, integrity, and standing with people. And our Change the Script campaign and the artwork that has been produced by Helen Kamak, who is a Turner Prize winning artist and a former social worker herself, helps us to shine a light on that and the breadth of what social work can do.
And she's also launched, we're just going to ask you about a question actually, but she's also launched a new project to honour unseen social work. So can you just tell us a bit more about the project that she's working on?
Yes, absolutely. So Helen is a fantastic artist, and she has come up with a mural and a poem which describes social work happens here. And she's also said, which really resonates and strikes a chord with me, that social workers are special and should be celebrated. And she's worked with a range of social workers who work in different areas and unseen areas, really, to what I think some of the stereotypes are about where social work happens. She's worked with Alex, who is a palliative care social worker in a hospital in Cambridgeshire. She's worked with Hannah, who is part of a charity supporting children and young people and their families with a cancer diagnosis. And also David, who is a mental health social worker with the London Ambulance Service. And so she's spoken to them about their work and has turned that into a mural explaining what social work does and the huge value that social workers contribute to society and the impact that they have on millions of people across the country every day.
That's fantastic. I mean, fantastic work. And what can we do? What can we do more to make it more positive for people? Because we need to do something. We need to definitely change the script around social workers. So what can we do to help?
Well, I think from shows like EastEnders and Hollywood films like Precious and others, I think social workers are frequently shown playing roles which might appear intrusive and neglectful, or, for example, forcibly taking children away from their families. All of that leads to perceived negative outcomes for the people that they're supporting. And these portrayals are often inaccurate. And many social workers believe that some of those storylines are contributing to mounting recruitment and retention challenges in the profession. So the media can do a lot in helping us to change the script and showing the real stories of social work, which is what this campaign aims to do. And if you're a busy social worker and you're about to embark on a day of visits with families, many of whom might be in very, very difficult situations that you're having to deal with and work with them, if you've just seen a whole raft of really negative stereotypes about what you do, it's not going to encourage you to do your best work or to stay in a profession. So there is a real role for the media to help us change the script.
Sure. And I mean, like you say, there's a stigmatism about social workers, unfortunately. And like I say, we definitely need to change that. I can't believe it's absolutely flown, this interview. I mean, there's so many questions I would love to ask you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. And, it's just unbelievable how quick it's gone. And I want to say, Colin, Sarah, thank you for joining me today. I'd like to give the final word to you, Tim. So, we'll start with you, Callum. What would you like to say to our listeners who is currently listening right now?
Well, I know quite a few of your listeners, I am sure, will have experience of social work, or will have a social worker themselves, or some of their family will have encountered a social work. So I would just say, you know, for this week, well, for every week, but this week in particular, to really celebrate social workers and the impact that they have on people's lives, and to be aware just of the importance of the role, and to encourage them, and to remind them that they do incredible work, and we together with yourself and others, Chris, we can improve the perception of social work without a doubt.
Definitely, and I'd love to do that for you, Sarah. What would you like to say?
Oh, thank you, Chris. I'd like to say, please look, go to our website at socialworkengland.org.uk and look at our campaign video that shows the difference that social workers make to the lives of people they've been working with, including David, Alex and Hannah, and Helen's work as our artist. And just this week, Social Work Week, a massive, massive thank you to my colleagues across the country. You do an amazing job, and I'm really proud to be part of this profession.
Colin, Sarah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Chris. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
I used to know. I close my eyes and shut.
sort of play some music after that interview but with Boston More Than a Feeling. But thank you to Colm and Sarah for speaking to Chris about the importance of social work here in England.
Yeah.
It's a highly important job.
It really is.
And it's not always portrayed as it is, as they say on in films and TV shows.
Yeah.
I know what they do with them is they do a heavy research.
Yeah.
If they're going to do a storyline, they do heavy research to make sure it's accurate as possible,
yeah.
Which is important, and not to give social workers a bad name.
Yeah.
And that's how they tackle it. They're like, we're not as bad as they make it out to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a highly important job,
really
possibly
is.
One of the most important jobs ever.
Like, yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
But we're just talking with about Boston. We're on about Guitar Hero just
yeah.
during that music break.
It was on the first one, weren't it?
First one,
yeah.
2005.
Yeah.
2006 for Europe.
Like 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Guitar Hero is one of the best games ever.
I used to have it for the 360, the Xbox 360. I used to love it.
We had it on the Wii back in the day.
Back in the day.
We did. All Guitar Heroes were pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Mostly got all the songs. Some of them had to do like their own cover of the songs. I know some right. of the Black Sabbath songs got covered by I can't remember the name of the band,
yeah.
but they did it for the game like specifically.
Yeah.
My favourites were Guitar Hero 3, because I remember playing that,
yeah.
and The Legends of Rock.
Yeah.
They were a bit further on.
Yeah.
But we also had the specials as well.
Metallica were my
favourite one. The Metallica one was pretty good.
Yeah.
They didn't. It was either a DLC or it was a separate game with the Ozzy Osbourne
right.
edition.
Did you ever play the arcade game? Like actually, like in a physical arcade.
Where I can find it? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing one in Skegness years.
That's the
and
one
years
I played. That's the one I played.
Skegness one.
And
yeah.
I hadn't played Guitar Hero for ages, and I
yeah.
was absolutely awful at it.
Yeah.
I tried doing Paint It Black, and I completely forgot.
Yeah.
When you press the buttons, you have to do
the strumming thing
as well. And
yeah.
I was like. Missing it, I'm like, what's going on? I'm pressing the buttons.
Yeah.
And then if you don't know it, when if you do like low progress on it, the song just stops.
Yeah, it does.
So you have to.
And all the crowd boos at you and all that.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling, actually.
Yeah, it's like a gig simulator almost.
Yeah, you actually get into it.
Yeah.
As well, it's like you're actually performing in front
you
of
do.
It. You just forget you're in your living room or
yeah.
wherever, and you forget you're playing a game.
Yeah.
That was amazing. They did a couple of the same company. They did Band Hero as well. I remember Band Hero.
Yeah.
They did a Beatles version of that as well, because they used to have the Beatles version. I think it was the Sgt. Pepper's one. It might have been.
I think I heard that, yeah. It was like Guitar Hero, but it was a different brand sort of thing.
Yeah, it was the same style of game.
But it was like a different...
Different.
It's like comparing Call of Duty to Battlefield sort of thing. They're essentially the same thing, but different.
Yeah,
sort of,
kind of.
Yeah.
You could describe it like that.
Actually, I used to have it. I used to have the drum kit for it, actually, for the Beatles one.
We did.
Yeah.
Because I remember playing it.
Yeah.
We've still got the equipment somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
I think it's up in our loft.
I think I still have the drumsticks somewhere for it.
Yeah. I've seen people play, like, there's even famous bands playing Band Hero as a laugh.
Yeah.
Rush played it one time.
Yeah.
Completely different to how they would.
Yeah.
It was just funny seeing Neil Peart with like a mini drum kit where he's usually just surrounded by drums.
Yeah, it's weird that, isn't it?
Yeah. And no bass.
Yeah.
You know, but so Geddy Lee had to just sing without playing bass at the same time. It was,
yeah.
It must have been weird for them.
Yeah, because so used to having the real stuff.
It wasn't hilarious to watch, but it was just strange.
Yeah, because like the all are used to having the real stuff compared to like a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, weird like a simulation for them. Not that they used to, but
yeah.
Guitar Hero still plays today, actually. I still see a lot of people playing.
Yeah.
I'd love, if I ever go back to Skegness or just any arcades, if I find...
I always look for it in arcades. Every arcade I go to.
Skegness. I can't remember the name of the arcade in Skegness, but it's
yeah.
towards the front.
I've not been for years and years, so I can't
went,
remember.
About a year ago last time,
yeah.
I went. I'm not sure of any, you know, like the caravan parks, you know, like Haven or anything has it.
Yeah. I did go to the Haven at Cleethorpes a few years ago. I can't remember if they had it or not. They might have done, I can't remember.
I'm going to have to Google... arcades that have Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a specific game or just what combined in one. I can't remember.
It always seemed like Guitar Hero 3 to me, because Slash is in it. Because he was in three.
You know what? It just rang a bell, actually. It could be. With this next song as well coming up, because I saw a post on it.
Yeah.
I want to learn this song, but it's very difficult to play. It's an instrumental song.
This was on Guitar Hero
On Guitar Hero 3. It's just got me thinking why to play it. If anyone can play this song, do get in touch, because I'd be interested to see. But it's just pure instrumental. It's nice to have an instrumental song once in a while. But this was featured on Guitar Hero 3, and I've probably seen people play it in the arcades once or twice. I might not attempt it straight away. But I've seen expert difficulty as well. On that. But the song is called Cliffs of Dover, and it's about the Cliffs of Dover. It's named after the famous White Cliffs of Dover, any of our listeners have been or lived down there. And it is by a amazing guitarist called Eric Johnson.
Thank you. If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Playing two songs, starting off with Eric Johnson's Cliffs of Dover, as seen in, well, as heard in Guitar Hero 3, which was Legends of Rock.
Yeah.
It was just a join game. Yeah. And also playing Paranoid by Black Sabbath, which was on the first game, I believe. Yeah. And in light of Tony Iommi doing a wonderful thing for the world by opening a cancer unit in the Heartlands Hospital in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Just the other day.
He donated one of his guitars to raise money.
£53,000, and then it all went to charity.
That's mint.
Because we were on about this one of the times we were on. We couldn't remember how much it sold for. It sold at the end of last year.
Yeah.
But now we know where all that money went, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you missed last week's show, we did have Ian in, who was talking about charity work in Sheffield. Mm. Especially for the Western Park Cancer Charity, which is a great, great charity.
It is.
It affects a lot of people, and it means a lot to donate there. We do need it.
We really do.
We do need it. Any charity, really, but I think
cancer's one of the big ones.
I'm not, like, putting it down on any other of the diseases that affect people, but cancer is a big one, especially my family have been affected by it in the past. And many other families, I'm sure, across Sheffield and the country. So please do donate. But yeah, Tony Iommi doing a wonderful thing, being a cancer survivor himself.
Yeah, I didn't know this until you mentioned it this morning.
2012, he calls it a 4-year battle with lymphoma, which is a bad form. But he survived.
Thankfully.
It shows what the money can do. The more more money, more research, and the more funding, and hopefully someday, I always cross my fingers and everything, we find a cure for this terrible disease.
We all hope that.
I always remain optimistic and hopeful.
Yeah.
But two songs there. We were on about the other Guitar Hero as well, World Tour, which we never mentioned before. Played that a bit, but not that much.
Yeah, I got it when it first came out for the Xbox 360. And then I got Guitar Hero 3 not long after, and much preferred that one.
It was, much better. Yeah. I was thinking as well, that there was another version of Guitar Hero, but it's not called Guitar Hero, but it's the same concept. Where you can just upload any... It's a bit like Beat Saber, but with guitar.
Yeah. It was kind of like comparing Call of Duty to Battlefield. They're essentially the same, but different brands.
I see everyone played it, and you can play virtually any song on there.
Yeah, I had the Beatles one, like, with the drums for it, but I can't remember what it was called.
I think it was just called... Because I had it as well.
Yeah.
And I also had the drum kit as well.
Yeah.
The drum kit was fun, channeling your inner Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Just playing it in my living room, and it was one of the songs from the Sgt. Pepper's album that I remember playing. I was only about 7 years old when I was doing that as well. Yeah, our family's a massive music orientated family.
Yeah,
as I imagine yours is as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've listened to music for as long as I can remember.
So have I.
Known songs that many other kids might not know.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're a bit more explicit.
Yeah. Like when I was a kid playing Guitar Hero, it definitely helped me find out about more music that I'd never heard before. So in that sense, video games are good in that sense.
Video games, even like films and everything with soundtracks. You were on about the Tom Hanks film just a couple of weeks ago with the...
Yeah, with the Kate Bush song.
And it always makes you think of...
I mean, I'd already heard the song prior to seeing the film, but since seeing the film, it just always reminds me of that film, that song.
There's just certain songs out there that you always think of a film or something.
Yeah.
Or a video game.
Yeah, definitely.
I think, Mad World, which was originally by Tears for Fears, and then Gary Jules did a cover. It always makes you think of Gears of War.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a video game death.
Was it the third one? Second one?
Third, I think.
Yeah, we're one of the characters. Yeah, I remember now.
Because when I play Xbox with my friends, I was like, and if we're shuffling on Spotify, we've got music on, or he says, oh, yeah. Mad World, just come on. it's like, I remember this, and it still brings back trauma.
Yeah.
But I do like it when games and films have songs that we know start instead of the like soundtrack designed.
Yeah.
Even though some of the soundtracks in games have an input. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. They have some brilliant music on that.
Some brilliant music. And it always makes me think of that game. It's still the best story mode I've played.
I think one of the guys who made some of the music died, like, last year or the year before.
Fairly recent.
Yeah.
I read about that.
Yeah.
But even in GTA 5... some of the sounds like that. I always used to like, you know, when you're in an airplane or a blimp, the song that plays out is like you're going up in the air. I always used to like that one.
Yeah.
With GTA 6, I just do wonder with the radio stations what we're going to get. GTA 5 will take some beating for some of the songs on there.
It will,
Especially Los Santos Rock Radio.
Yeah.
Many a good songs on there.
Yeah, there's some like Boston on there.
There's Boston, Kansas.
Yeah.
I'm not naming US states, by the way, the actual bands.
Yeah.
Jerry Rafferty's also on there, Baker Street.
Yeah.
There's tons and tons. But there is a rumour, whether or not it's true or not, that there's going to be one where you can design your own radio show.
That'd be mint.
And like link your Spotify or something.
I was going to say, I'd like to be able to like link your own.
I think PC had it on GTA 5, but Xbox and PlayStation don't have it.
Right, okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
But I'd love to have my own like radio show. If I could submit some of the shows we've done here.
Yeah.
Just have it on repeat.
Yeah. We could literally make our own.
Download it off the website.
Yeah.
And then put it on. Save it on a file.
We start playing GTA. We start hearing our own voices as we play.
It'd be strange, but a very satisfying thing whilst you're playing games as well. But that is still an anticipated game.
Yeah.
It's possibly the most anticipated game in the history of gaming.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they've delayed it in a way so they can perfect it.
Yeah,
because we don't want another Cyberpunk incident.
Yeah, definitely. Which is on Game Pass now.
Which is on Game Pass now, yes. I shall be downloading it when I get the chance.
I've already got it downloaded. I've not started it yet, but I'm planning on it.
I never got the chance, actually, to play it when it first released, but then I heard it was very like buggy and...
When it first came out,
almost rushed. But then they fixed it and it became a great game by all accounts.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good now from what I've heard.
Yeah, I am definitely going to download it at some point.
Yeah.
I'll double check my storage.
Yeah.
There's been another game released which I've been recommended to play. I'm not sure if any of our listeners have played it. It's called Crimson Desert.
Oh, yeah. I've not played it yet.
No, I haven't. I've been told to download it.
Mm.
From what I've read on reviews, it's mostly positive.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch some videos on it, I think.
It sounds good from what I've heard.
Tutorials. Because I always watch tutorials if I struggle and stuff. Or if it's based on a film or something, I always watch the films to help. Yeah. Lego Indiana Jones back in the day.
Yeah.
I purposely got the films because I wanted them anyways. Yeah. And then to help people play through the games.
Oh, nice. Were the games like set on the films?
But literally based... like. Based on the films, just in Lego form. It's like a kid-friendly version.
Oh, the Lego games.
Yeah. I did the same with the Star Wars games. I did the same with the Star Wars games.
Yeah, I've still got one of the Star Wars Lego games for the PS2 still.
I had the Complete Saga, which was 2005. That was straight after the prequels were released.
Yeah.
Then there was the Clone Wars edition.
Yeah.
And then they did the ones when the sequels came out.
Yeah.
Which is the recent one, where they actually added, like, human voices instead of like the Lego mumbling.
Yeah.
Even though I did like the Lego mumbling, actually.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than the actual voices. I think there is a mode, though, you can play where you can actually change it from English to like mumble or something.
Yeah,
it's called.
For like the nostalgia.
I'd rather have that, actually. I grew up with it. Yeah. And I would much rather have that.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah, but there are plenty of other games coming out or have just come out. Not sure on prices or anything.
Right.
I'm not sure how much Crimson Desert is. It's been out since last week. It's a week ago, actually, since it was released.
Okay.
I'll look into that game. We'll possibly have a review in the next couple of weeks if any of us play it. I'm not sure if our Chris will play it or anything.
Yeah.
But we do plenty of game reviews on this show anyways.
We do, yeah.
Which I enjoy. And if you missed last week as well, we also talked about a certain train character.
We did.
Coming into a game... I do find it funny, so it's the Thomas the Tank Engine... Is it just called Thomas the Tank Engine, the simulator?
I think it's called Thomas and Friends... It has got a name. I think it's called Wonders of Sodor or something like that.
It's based off... It is based on Train Simulator. It's a carbon copy.
Almost. Saying that, I did see on Game Pass yesterday that Train Simulator 5 and 6 are both on Game Pass.
Right.
And for Train Simulator 6, there is Thomas the Tank Engine DLCs for it, which come with Game Pass. So I've got them installed just to see what they're like.
I might have to do that as well, actually.
And then I'm going to eventually get the new Thomas game just to see how it compares, just out of curiosity.
Just compare it all, I just get three games.
Just out of curiosity, because I'm really curious.
I think it's just be a kid-friendly version of Train Simulator.
Yeah, I think it might be from what I've seen of it.
I know Thomas has appeared in many mods on games. There was a Thomas mod on Skyrim back in the day.
Where Thomas is a dragon. Yeah.
Thomas is a dragon. All you just hear is the whistling.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And then when he breathes fire, he just makes the train horn
sound.
First time I saw that, I was in stitches.
Yeah, same.
And he's also in the new Resident Evil game as a mod.
Is he?
Where I think he's one of the bigger zombies or one of the bigger monsters.
Is this the newest one?
The newest one, yeah, which I haven't had a chance to play yet.
Yeah.
I've just seen it on TikTok the other week, and I'm like, oh, not again. Not again. We're all coming to the end of the show slowly. Once again, it's gone quick.
It always goes quick.
always goes quick. That's the only thing I dislike about the show. It goes quick.
Not enough time.
We cram loads of music in and what we can. Mm. And hopefully you don't get sick of hearing our voices.
Hopefully
not. but this show's been a good one.
Yeah.
Strange having two people in again, because we've had a packed table.
Yeah, we were packed last week, weren't it?
Four of us, including the great Ian.
Yeah.
Nice to have a full table, although we do need more chairs, I think.
Yeah, maybe more microphones for if we have up to 5 people again.
That would be something to look at.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are at the end of the show, and we've done a lot of stuff. We've played many good songs, mainly from Guitar Hero, and we also had the interview with Sarah and Colm from Social Work England. As I said, highly important role.
Very important.
Two very important people, and hopefully it spreads a message across about how important social work is and what they do for the whole of England, because it's a massive job with England being so big in population.
Yeah.
But we are going to end with a song just in a few seconds. But Brad, thank you for joining me once again.
It's okay. Thank you for having me, like always.
Always. We will be back next week. Aiming for an Easter special.
Okay.
As Easter is very soon.
It is.
It's next weekend, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's an early Easter this time.
Yeah.
Which changes each year.
It does.
It's not like Christmas where it's just a set day.
It's always that one weekend, the closest weekend.
Either the end of March or the start / middle of April.
Yeah.
Because I know it was a bit later last year.
Yeah.
But once again, thank you all for listening, and we're going to end with a song I've also been hearing a lot recently, mainly on TikTok. It's by Jerry Rafferty, but it's not the one you think. It's not Baker Street, even though that's a great song, but it is Right Down the Line. Thank you for listening.
see.